From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. Suicide bomber struck two mosques in Afghanistan during Friday prayers, a Shiite mosque in Kabul and a Sunni mosque in Western Ghor province, killing at least 63. Here's how one witness described the scene.
Right after the clerics started their prayers, I was passing by the mosque and an explosion happened. There was chaos amongst the people. All the windows of the mosque were shattered. The police from a nearby checkpoint arrived and tried to control the crowd. All the wounded victims injured by the shattered windows and other victims were taken to hospital by ambulances, and the dead bodies were lying there.
No group immediately claimed responsibility for either attack. Iraqi forces took control Friday of the last district in the oil-rich province of Kirkuk, still in the hands of Kurdish Peshmerga fighters. Emily Wither has more.
The sounds heard by residents in northwest Kirkuk early Friday. A three-hour battle and Iraqi forces officially took control. Its loss leaves them with only about half of the oil revenue they sought to claim for themselves, which will make running their own state even harder.
Baghdad said it intends to occupy all disputed lands, returning the semi-autonomous Kurdistan region to its more constrained 2003 borders. U.S. intelligence officials are closely watching developments during China's 19th Party Congress, calling it a key test for Chinese President Xi Jinping and a telling barometer of what type of relationship Beijing will likely pursue with Washington. What has caught the attention of U.S. intelligence agencies is how Xi has consolidated power. Be sure to follow the Voice of America on social media networks for stories, videos, pictures, and more. This is VOA News. The World Health Organization is part of an international effort working to rapidly contain an outbreak of the deadly Marburg virus disease in eastern Uganda on the border with Kenya. Lisa Schlein reports from WHO headquarters in Geneva.
Marburg hemorrhagic fever shares similarities with Ebola. The virus is very rare, extremely contagious, and has a high mortality rate. It is spread from person to person through bodily fluids. There is no specific treatment. And so, since the first case of the disease was detected, the Uganda Ministry of Health responded rapidly to the emergency. WHO Regional Emergency Director for the Africa region, Ibrahima Sosfal, says the international health teams are working closely with Uganda to make sure the outbreak is contained locally.
The teams have already investigated the area, have identified potential contact of the disease case, and are monitoring these contacts.
The agency has released $500,000 from its emergency fund, but says more money is needed to tackle this disease and prevent it from spreading. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Pressure is growing on the Turkish government over the arrest of a leading member of Turkey's civil society. Osman Kavala, a wealthy philanthropist, was detained Wednesday as part of a crackdown that began after last year's failed coup. But as Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul, Kavala's detention is seen as an escalation of the crackdown.
The European Union has been voicing growing concern over Turkey's ongoing crackdown following last year's coup, which has seen over 60,000 people arrested. German Chancellor Angela Merkel, attending a summit of EU leaders this week, described developments in Turkey as very negative and said she would propose funding to Turkey be curbed. Kavala has set up and funded projects to bridge deep social and ethnic divides in Turkey and encourage cultural diversity. Human rights groups nationally and internationally have voiced outrage over the arrest. International pressure over the crackdown is likely to grow, with the trial beginning Wednesday of leading Turkish members of Amnesty International and two European nationals detained at a human rights meeting. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
An international team of scientists says Nobel Prize-winning poet Pablo Neruda did not die of cancer. The panel of experts focused on identifying pathogenic bacteria that may have caused the death of the poet. The leftist writer died in the chaos following Chile's 1973 right-wing military coup. While the official version says he died of cancer, some have speculated that he was poisoned. I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.